Driftwood? Why driftwood? There's nothing to get and there's nothing to fix. Is that true? A cup of tea-nanine, a Japanese zen master during the Meiji era, 1868 to 1912, received a university professor who came to him to inquire about zen. Nanine served tea. He poured it into his visitor's cup until it was full, and then he kept on pouring. The professor watched it overflow until he could no longer restrain himself. It's full. No more will go in. He cried out. Light this cup, Nanine said. You are full of your own opinions and speculations. How can I show you zen unless you first empty your cup? Why am I sharing this anecdote? I intend to return you to power so you can have grace, ease and power inside the machine and make the machine and your life fly. But your cup is full. You already know the meaning of everything. In fact, have known it forever. And therefore your life is fixed, and that's that. So you merely sample what I teach, you pick and choose what you like and don't like, even what you hear or ignore. Maybe you can't do better. Maybe you can only see what is visible from the singular vantage point, from behind your eyes. What does that mean? There is a word in the English language that is used in a limiting way, only as duty, or what you should do. Even the great Roy Williams uses the word that way in today's Monday morning memo. If he does, why am I expecting you to do differently? But the word is so much more and so different. Your meaning and my meanings are so different as if they were not from the same planet. The word, the beingness of responsibility is one of the highest of the capacities a human can aspire to own. Without responsibility you can't care, can't love, can't enjoy success. Responsibility is also access to freedom. But how does it do it? And why, otherwise intelligent people cannot see, cannot master, cannot even contemplate that. On one hand it is cultural. Our culture is based on a species that has barely any of the capacities promised and available to activate in the human DNA. When I measure people's spiritual aka DNA capacities, the average number among the people I measure is 1. Scientists haven't even gotten to this knowledge. And if it is left to them, they won't. We live in an age where equality means sameness. Which it doesn't mean. When anything that distinguishes one man from another is shameful, and attracts hate. The Nazis looked for the physical attributes of the Aryan race. But they were off the mark. Physical attributes mean nothing, and don't make a group of people a different race. So-called scientists look for genes, and diseases, and they are still looking in the wrong place. Because they are looking in the visible domain of reality. High achievers have epigenetic differences, capacities and abilities dormant, turned off, in low achievers' DNA, inactive, turned on, in the high achievers' DNA. Responsibility as duty is what is visible if you don't have the capacity I call driftwood active, responsibility is access to power if you do have the capacity I call driftwood active and functional, usable, and well used. The driftwood capacity allows a person to move their eyes, without the eye to another vantage point and look from there. Look through other people's eyes, look from a higher elevation, look sideways, or look from the gut. For example, the driftwood is a piece of wood that is first washed away by current, and then later it is stuck. No ability to move. No motive power. And that is how your eyes are, stuck in one mode, if you don't have the driftwood capacity opened. Activated, as we say around here. Like any epigenetic feature, it can be deactivated or activated. By behavior, mostly. I was born to be skinny, but I activated the fat gene and now I am struggling with my weight. That is epigenetics. Interestingly, I can't turn off a gene. But I can turn on most any gene, especially the capacity genes, like the capacity of focus, the capacity of driftwood, the capacity of astuteness. In the predatory gene adjustment, the work is done by source, not by me. I cannot turn the predatory gene off. Turns out that the capacity of responsibility depends on some other capacities being already opened. One of them is the driftwood. Another one of them is the capacity of astuteness, which is simply the ability to see clearly and be able to tell your ass from a hole in the ground. The level of astuteness where most of humanity lives is the level of for you everything is the same as everything else, except that not always. That sentence says, you cannot see the difference between similar things. Some 7 years ago I ran a course, called Brilliance at Will. I didn't know about capacities that I can turn on or turn off yet. Although I tried. Using a method I learned from the founder of Theta Healing. That method works through words, and sorry to say, it doesn't work. It reaches the mind, but it doesn't get to the genes. One of that course's sessions I re-listened this past week, and the person I am coaching in that session is currently a student, again, after 6 years of absence. The session hands her the golden key to the kingdom of heaven. But she can't take it. Why? Because the key can only work if you have the astute capacity and the driftwood capacity open. And she didn't and she doesn't. The key to the kingdom is responsibility, recognizing what is yours and pulling it towards yourself. Owning it. Fully, without regret, without giving up your freedom. In fact, given the responsibility taken this way is access to personal power, one could say that responsibility is your golden key to freedom. Looking deeper, responsibility also requires courage, and a willingness to change. Change your view. Change your mind. Give up being a victim. Stop expecting from others to fill your needs. Being willing to do the work it takes to get what you want. Bearing the yoke as the current humanity views responsibility requires nothing of you, even a mule can do it, and they do. But doing what you need to do to get what you want, with joy, and enthusiasm, is not available for a mule, is it? When you take an ordinary child, they like to do some things and don't like to do others, so if you want them to do what you want them to do, you do tricks, and treats, and gold stars, to motivate them. Right? When a child has the capacity responsibility opened, given that the driftwood, and courage, and astuteness, and integrity need to precede, then the child wants to do what you want him to do. You don't need to give rewards. Doing is a child's reward. But all that reward system backfires, and causes epigenetic shifts. The child's eagerness to become more, better, bigger is now killed. No inner desire is detectable, and life becomes boring, humdrum, and likely a criminal or a forever teenager is born. Who wants to do what they want to do, and not what is needed for them to do to get what they want? Now, why am I sharing this? I know. What can you do now, that you were that child? Or now that you have a child who you have already destroyed within? Maybe it is not too late for you. In the playground program we are experimenting with a different combination of capacities to revitalize the participants, and enable them to pull what belongs to them to themselves. Without that, without using the capacity of responsibility to access their power, life won't change. Life can't change. And the promise of the playground is that your life will change, by changing your past experience. You cannot change your past experience if you look at it the same way as you always have. To look differently you need the astuteness and the driftwood capacities. And when you see what happened differently, then you can pull what belonged to you to yourself. I.e. become responsible for the misery. Nothing that ever happened to you has the power to make you miserable. In fact what makes you miserable comes, always, from you. It is hard to see, and without those capacities, it is impossible to see. Let alone own. The playground is in a phase where nothing more can be gotten from it without capacity activation. I didn't expect that. There are entire million participant strong courses out there that have to say this disclaimer, this company is only responsible for the orderly delivery of the programs, not your results. My student, who just came back, spent 6 years taking every course with that company, several times. She came back not better off than when she left. And rightfully so. You see, they want to teach you to be responsible, for example. But even the teachers don't have the capacity open, they can talk about it, but can't do it. How do I know it? I'm a true empath. I can see it. Because of my unique relationship to Source, because of my unique ability to feel from where you are looking, where you listen from, I can, hopefully, create a handful of individuals who can then be responsible to have access to their personal power. Through practice and through capacity activation. To deliver a technology for Source, so it is clear what needs to get done to take humanity to the next evolutionary level, human being. I don't know if capacity activation is something you are ready for. Because unless you know how to use your spanking new capacity, it will turn off. I am turning on the driftwood capacity for my playground participants, so they can start looking at their past incidents differently. It is slow going. Some have been telling the same story for 50 years. But without looking at the painful incidents anew, differently, the conclusions remain the same. The ITCH remains the same, what they think they have to give themselves remains the same. And unsatisfying. If you are not in the playground, but would like to benefit from capacity activation, your path may be the avatar state activators, audio files that need to be played in the background. I even have one for Driftwood. Of course. Given the linchpin position this capacity has to turn unhappy memories into neutral and maybe even pleasant, by simply looking at things differently, I think this is the most important capacity of all. I have a 30-minute video explaining and attempting to activate the capacity from some 7 years ago. I have an avatar state audio that helps you keep the capacity alive, or slowly turn it on, if you attempt to use it often enough. And I can activate the capacity. If you buy it before Friday, March 13th, I'll invite you to a live question and answer webinar where I'll answer your specific questions and activate everyone on the live call again. A $100 value. Go to step 2 https://www.yourvibration.com/1/driftwood/.